HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Margaret Carrero at the Oscars in Hollywood, where the first Academy Award of the night has been handed out. The Oscar for Best Actress in a Supporting Role has gone to Davine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
My little sister Peggy and her husband invited me to go visit them in Roxbury, but I feel like it's too soon. Like Curtis will think that I'm abandoning him.
Something a bit different this year, five past winners were brought to the stage to introduce each of the nominees. During his opening monologue, four-time host Jimmy Kimmel called Best Picture nominee Barbie a monster hit. He also pointed out that its director, Greta Gerwig, was not nominated. Now with more CBS News, here's Linda Kenyon.
Hopes for a ceasefire in Gaza before the start of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan are now dashed, but not all is lost.
President Biden says defense of Israel is still critical, but that the administration is working to bring ceasefire negotiators back to the table to try to resurrect a deal that would get hostages out and more humanitarian aid in.
CBS's Skylar Henry. The U.S. military conducted an overnight mission to get its embassy staff out of Haiti. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
Eddie Acevedo is with the D.C. think tank, the Wilson Center.
Unfortunately, the international community is left with a clock that's ticking.
He says the gangs have taken control of over 80% of the capital of Port-au-Prince.
They have taken the main port. They are actively still fighting regarding the airport.
Overnight, the military airlifted U.S. personnel out of the embassy amid the deteriorating conditions. Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
South Carolina forward Camila Cardoso was one of six players ejected from the Southeastern Conference Tournament Championship game after she shoved LSU's Flaje Johnson to the floor late in the fourth quarter.
And quickly, things escalate on both sides, both coaching staffs coming out to try to pull their players away.
That sound courtesy of ESPN. South Carolina wound up winning the game 79-72. Legalized sports betting begins tomorrow in North Carolina. DraftKings president Matt Kalish says players will be able to bet on nearly anything in their sports book, but he says safe gameplay is key.
We're working on tools in-house that are kind of really meant to detect any kind of play that just doesn't look 100% safe. Like anything that's anomalous at all.
As the sun was setting on Cape Canaveral, SpaceX launched another Falcon 9 rocket today. The mission will take 23 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
This is Max Inc. Radio. Let's unplug from the politics and plug directly into Nestor. But first, we're going to talk about some of our sponsors.
So we are sponsored by so many wonderful local businesses. Carbon 4 specifically, I absolutely love their beer. Their Irish Red is my personal favorite. They are located on Madison's East Side and obviously make high quality beers. Visit their tap room to try exclusive creations by their brewers, plus sampling of local snacks and live music. That's carbon4.com. And we are also sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. They are out of Sun Prairie, but they also have Monona and Livingston Streets as some of their locations. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com. Pizza sounds really good right now.
It does, right? M-Shell, thank you so much
for
that.
Time for me.
Genesis Now, Nestor, one of my favorite tunes from them. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
A while since we last walked. And I'm not the only one who's noticed. Do you want to watch me cave?
Nestor on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, Rob. Transporting their audience from serenity to explosiveness with stimulating drum beats and driving bass lines, Nestor fuses imaginative synth lines with exhilarating guitar riffs with cryptic lyrics that weave a tale that only the band can tell. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you so much. That was a very flattering intro. Sometimes before an interview, I like to smell the mic and imagine all the talented breath that's been going into it.
Especially on that microphone. Hey, Nestor's roots in Madison go back to 2008. Tell us a little of the band's backstory and history.
Yeah. We originated from working at Zuzu Cafe in Madison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's where I met the four original members. So Ricky, who's still in Nestor, and then we had Carl and Ryan.
And what is your name?
And I am Megan.
Hi, Megan. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio. So you guys started at the Zuzu Cafe, which I might add has a great special on Euro fries like on Thursdays. Oh, man. So in
2016, it's you guys added a drummer, Ginny Kincaid. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. So let's give the drummer some spotlight. Tell us about Ginny.
Yeah. Ginny is one of the most talented, not only musicians. She's a great drummer. She's a phenomenal guitarist, even more amazing person. Yeah, it's just amazing to be in a city that supports local music and what I consider the best music scene in the Midwest. So great pool to pick from, and Jenny's amazing.
She actually has her doctorate too. She's a singer. So we've
wow.
Yeah,
does she also play with Goldust Women?
She does. She plays with Goldust Women, and actually Shawndell Mark's here, and then I do also, Megan Hamilton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, we have a little all-star side band going on I did not know about.
Yeah, yeah. So that's our old ladies band.
Wow. That sounds really fun. And recently, Nestor added local superstar keyboardist from Gin Chocolate and Bottle Rockets, Shawndell Marks. Tell us about your fantastic moves in free agency.
Well, actually, we were at a Gold Dust Women practice, and I had mentioned that our bassist had to kind of retire to be with his family. So I started getting texts from Shawnee, just that she might know someone who, you know, had played the bass for a little while, pretty talented musician, newer to the bass, but, you know, might be looking. So I said, sure, you know, whoever you got, if you like them, they can try out or whatever. And then she kept texting me and different messages. And then slowly I was like, wait, Shawnee, are you talking about yourself? Yeah, you can try out for Nestor. Are you kidding me? This is wonderful.
Oh, so. That's a great story. That's a great way. Kudos to you, Shawndell. That's awesome.
Kudos, too, for joining a band and only playing the bass for a little time and locking it in. She's been a phenomenal addition to Nestor.
Well, here's a little story. This is Shawndell now. Here's a little story. I acquired a bass guitar in my divorce settlement agreement. So I was like, I need to put this thing to good use. And I love these players. They are amazing. And it's a different kind of music than I'm used to playing. So I was just gracious that they said, yeah, come on, play with us.
But now you're playing bass or keyboards in Nestor?
Mostly bass.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
This is new foray. It's so fun. And they're very gracious.
And what kind of bass is it?
I play a Fender Mustang short scale.
Small.
Wow, how cool.
It's small. It's so small. So there's a couple songs where we swap out and I hop on bass, and I put her bass on one time, and it's too small. It looked ridiculous.
Now tell us about yourself. What's your name?
My name is Jeff. So I joined the band in late 2013. I was college roommates with the former bassist in the band. Hopped in when their synth player left, and the rest is history. I've been in the band, played guitar, bass, a little percussion, and fell in love with Megan, and we're married as well. So,
and who else is in your fabulous band?
Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Hey, how are you going?
Pretty good. What do you do?
So I'm one of the guitarists in the band, and one of the original members of the band.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Is there other people in the band that we haven't heard about yet?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right. Well, Nestor, their last EP, Scale the Walls, came out in 2019, and the band is writing music for a new album. Give us a teaser on the new music and when we might see it released.
Well, a good teaser. Let's see here. We've gone on a little bit of a fruit theme. I don't know. We're gonna keep writing.
A fruit theme?
Yeah. We've just, like, all the new songs, we're like, we should call this one strawberry or banana jam. And everything's kind of, things are falling into place. Now we are, now that Shawnee's more acclimated with the group. And writing has been a lot of fun. I wish we had more time to do it. But I don't know. I think sometime early next year, I'd love to have some new music to present to the world.
And so Nestor is up for a MAMA Award, so congratulations for
Thank
that.
You. And
yeah, and then you guys also have a show coming up at Burr Oak in Madison on March 15th. Who are you playing with that night?
Moon Boot will be opening up at 8 o'clock. We'll be getting on the stage at 9, and we are all there celebrating the album release for Book of Secrets by The Flavor That Kills. So we are super happy and... Well, we love to be supporting them.
All right. Nestor, Burr Oak in Madison, March 15th. Thanks for coming in to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. How can we keep up with all things Nestor online?
We are on Instagram, Facebook, Bandcamp, Spotify, Apple Music, everything. So, but we usually, Yep. Post stuff on Facebook and Instagram. We actually just updated our merch. So we have a merch site now, too, where you can purchase items. So, yeah, that's kind of where you can follow us.
Nestor right here on Max Inc. Radio. Coming up, Faded Places, plus an interview with The Flavor That Kills and Live in the Lair with the Civil Engineers. Right now, let's get back to local music on Max Inc. Radio with Nestor. This is 7-4 Beltline. We are local music.
Take it like it is. Will you always have the answer? My microscopic world. I'm microscopic. A silent mastermind, a painted pretty picture of fashion and it's microscopic. I'm a beltline, and you're high speed. And you're high speed. A giant gravity. Gravitating you toward me. How about the apathy? Microscopic.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sometimes when you get in the door, what you coming down for? 7 miles over time or more, it's hard to tell who you are anymore. Sometimes when you get in the door, Sunday morning, sleeping in. And I can't remember the last time it's been. When sun-
Sunday morning, sleeping in. And I can't remember the last time it's been. When Sunday. With Sunday morning sleeping in. Sunday morning sleeping in. And I can't remember the last time it's been. With Sunday morning sleeping in.
Faded Places on Max Inc. Radio. Before that, two back-to-back Nestor songs, and Nestor was in the studio. There's a lot of them. It was awesome. Hey, stay tuned. In just a little bit, we have Live at the Lair coming up. Civil Engineers. It's going to be amazing. The saxophones are warming up as we speak. Also, A Flavor That Kills. They're going to be at 8:30. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio right here on the Civic Media Network.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
In a world where nothing makes sense anymore, see a movie about a time-traveling soldier who's half human, half zombie, and she's the only one who can stop the apocalypse. The movie, A Time to Die, was shot in Madison and will premiere on Friday, March 29th at Overture Center for the Arts. For ticket information, search for A Time to Die on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know,
along.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Flavor that kills now on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Take a look, it's a wonderful life. Do you see?
the flavor that kills right here on Max Inc. Radio. Rocker, such a busy night. I just love it.
There are so many people coming through the studio tonight. It's amazing. Lots of great bands, all local music, Rob. What do you get when you mix rock, soul, melody, and a dash of psychedelia? You get the flavor that kills. Their edgy new genre fluid album, Book of Secrets, comes out on red vinyl this Friday, March 15th at the Burr Oak in Madison. Here to tell us about the new vinyl, the show, and all the secrets from the book, it's the flavor that kills. Welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having us.
And, you know, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the flavor that kills, tell us a little backstory on the band and how did you come up with the name?
Well, the name was a bad joke that just, I don't know, kept going, if you will.
A bad joke that kept going.
Or yep. A bad band name that kept going and kept on changing.
It was funny one night and then it just couldn't remember why it was the band name.
Yeah, pretty much. I think I agree with that.
Okay.
I'll give you 5 points.
So,
there's a scoreboard.
Where do your band members come from? Tell us about your band.
Well, I guess we have a lot of different remnants of bands in this band. You got Eric Hartz from Hum Machine. You've got Ryan Corcoran from Awesome Car Funmaker. I was in Screamin' Simpson and the Ponds and Hors d'Azur. And we got Nick Educational Davis, that's in everybody's band these days. So,
okay, 2 more points, Christian.
So, you guys have a new album and it's called Book of Secrets, but secrets is purposely misspelled. Ooh. Can you tell me what the purpose is?
Because we found a notebook at Dig and Save, and that's how it was spelled. I mean, I don't know if she purposefully misspelled it, but that's how it was spelled.
And it's purposely misspelled now.
I guess so, yeah.
Ryan found a seventh grader's notebook at Dig and Save, and it told the story, the travails of romance in the seventh grade, and they didn't spell words right.
Yeah,
so.
She loved Corey, and she loved Aaron, and then she like marked off how many times she liked. And then it got really dark.
Was there a MASH game in there, too?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So that she had a mansion with Jaden.
Yep.
Pool.
Yeah. Yeah, and there was no spell check there on the paper, unfortunately, so we just left it.
That is fascinating. So what can you tell us about the album? How did it come about during the pandemic?
During the pandemic, well, before the pandemic, I think we had about 4 or 5 or half the songs written or done, if you will, and a whole lot of other ideas just kind of sitting there in our Google Drive file. Like, we'll just record snippets of songs. So we were gearing up to make a recording, but then pandemic happened and we had to kind of put everything on hold. And so
it was like this time of year, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was. Yeah. I remember the last show we did was at the Tip Top Tavern. And
right.
I remember shaking somebody's hand and being like, whoa, I don't think we're going to be doing that very much anymore. And then the next weekend it was done. So, but anyways, yeah, the first half was kind of written, ready to record, and we were making plans to do so, and then everything hit the fan, and yeah, kind of picked things up, and after a few years, and it was kind of a collage, if you will, just all these little ideas that we had started to kind of finish the record.
And the record was recorded in the basement over at Coney Island Studios?
Yep.
And how did you get in the basement of Coney Island Studios?
Can't tell yet because she doesn't want people to go in there because she's really careful about people going down there.
Is that like the rave? It's haunted?
Oh. No, it's just people kind of wander in off the streets, I guess, sometimes. And it's like we had to make sure to lock the doors behind us when we went downstairs. Seriously, it was, yeah. It's Madison, yeah.
It's Madison. It's crazy. We're watching State Street out here right now as we speak. Now, why did you guys pick red vinyl?
Now, the preference of our Dark Lord and Master, Eric Hartz.
Because the cover's red. But I'll tell you a quick story about the red vinyl. When we were packaging them up ourselves, it was a snowstorm, and I put them in the back of my truck. And when I was driving home, my latch flew open, and half of the red vinyl flew out on the street.
Oh, no.
in the winter storm, and we lost half of them. So the red vinyl that's going to be at the show is like pretty rare. Yeah. Because we don't have a lot of them left.
Yeah, we're both driving around for about 45 minutes trying to find those things. It was like the beginning of that first snowstorm we had in January. And heck, there's an office police officer sitting at the gas station where we took off at. Asked, "Did you see any records on the streets?" Like, no. Okay.
Now, where did you guys have that done? Did you have it done locally at Waxy Poodle by chance?
No, we did not. We did our vinyl. The guy who cut it for us is Ryan Smith. He's a pretty big cutting engineer. Not big, good. He's a good cutting engineer. He did the Taylor Swift records too. So, but then we did it at Palomino. It's a place in Kentucky. They pressed it for us. So, and we had Justin Perkins. He's a local guy that mastered it for us. So as much local stuff as we can do, we try to keep, you know, if it works out. Sometimes with timing, it doesn't always work out.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So the Flavor That Kills, you guys have an album release coming up soon on March 15th at the Burr Oak. That's actually in Madison, along with Nestor, who we just heard from, and Moonboat.
Boot. Well,
Moon Boot.
Moon Boot. Yeah.
Moon Boot.
Moon
the
Boot.
Moon Boot.
Das Moon Boot. Das Moon Boot.
And then you guys will have vinyl and CDs on hand there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. We'll have CDs and we'll have vinyl there. And it's already been online for a little bit. So, you know, all the streaming platforms and that type of thing. So, yeah. So you can come out to the show and see some great local music and pick up a record. And hey, Rocker, I just want to say thanks. This is a great thing you got going here. And your support of local music, I've known you a long time, way back. In Madison,
you,
and you've been a stalwart of support for the local music scene in Madison for probably just about as long as anybody, so we appreciate it.
Well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. I try to do as much as I can for the local music scene.
Local legend.
Well, hey guys, thank you all so much for coming in to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it. How can people purchase your music and keep up with the Flavor That Kills online?
So we got Facebook and Instagram and all that, but really I like Bandcamp because we get the most reward from people who purchase stuff through Bandcamp, and you get the vinyl on there right now too. So that's the best way to do it.
Awesome. Well, coming up, the Civil Engineers are live in the lair, and then Max and Kevy till midnight with Jimmy K. Right now, let's get back to music. Hip to be square. This is the Flavor That Kills on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
Whatever That Kills on Max Inc. Radio.
So we are sponsored by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Sell or buy your next home at movetomadison.com. We are also sponsored by the Lazy Oaf Lounge. And let me tell you, that was one of my favorite places, actually, when I lived in Madison. A fun story. I gave dating advice to the owner once.
There you go.
Like 15 years ago.
Did it work?
I'm not sure. It did. Well, as last time I talked to him, yeah, absolutely. They were still together, but yeah. I haven't talked to him in, you know, probably since I moved to Milwaukee about 5 years ago.
The Lazy Loaf Connection.
Yeah, awesome, awesome place. LazyOafLounge.com if you want to check them out online or visit them at their lounge on North Stoughton Road in Madison.
Thank you so much to all the sponsors out there and Max Inc. Radio. Earthlings Now, My Girl. We are local music.
Talking literally, throwing explosives down and blowing people. Maybe this world and then leave us alone, alone, alone. They all try to steal away. With the subtle fires and the falling skies of a full-blown panic. It's the same old book with a brand new cover, a dance mechanic. And I've never said that I was here first, when I was here first. But when their problems become your problems, I'm sorry if my sorry feels rehearsed.
That was Drive a Tron on MaxSync Radio. And MaxSync Radio is sponsored by a lot of wonderful local businesses, including Green Delivery Service. So you can get hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, and smoking accessories delivered to your door. This is officially the future, I feel like, serving Dane County. Order online at greendeliveryservice.company.site. greendeliveryservice.company.site. And we are also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. This is on my list to check out next time I am in Sun Prairie. Homemade food and beer, plus live entertainment. So you cannot go wrong with any of that. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. And we have Jake O coming up right now on MaxSync Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
We're going to dance up all night. We're going to sweat under the moonlight. We're gonna groove to the rock and roll. We're gonna move our electric soul.
wants to be that different, but it's all when everyone is so damn ignorant. Can't keep these feelings inside my head when the old me is dying, dying, dead. Hey, it's not nice to see you, but it's nice to meet you again for the first time when the moon lies. Hey, it's not nice to see you.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.